Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work. Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli here at week 33. Here we are already talking about the 33rd week of 2020. Pam's going to tell us of the week starting Monday, August the 10th. And then in about 20 minutes, I'm going to jump in and do our 10-minute turbo boost energetic meditation. So here we are, Pam, deep in the summer in the Northern Hemisphere. And please let us know what's happening.
August 10th, 2020. We've passed the full moon that happened last week. So we're in the waning moon cycle. So this is a time that is highly useful for wrapping up, for completing, for doing things that allow you a sense of this is the trajectory I'm on and I want to stay on. So sustaining. Also, the sun is in the sign of Leo, fixed sign, very good at just keeping the bonfires going and keeping the light shining in a very steady way. That being said, the 10th may be a day when we're feeling a bit of fraught energy, which I will explain a little more. But the overall arc of how this day and tomorrow, the 11th, pan out is actually very positive. So if there's something you're working on or putting together or wanting to launch and get out there, this is still a really good couple of days to make that happen. And here's the thing to keep aware of. The moon is in the sign of Taurus on the 10th and on the 11th. And where the moon is may change a bit depending on where you actually are on the planet, because I'm talking Eastern time zone. So take that into account. So Eastern time zone, looking at the way the day plays out on the 10th, moon in Taurus, one of the things to be aware of is that it is very important how you say things and how you get the message across. So to explain this a little more dimensionally, some of us may be feeling as though what I want to convey from an emotional place is not necessarily forming into a logical way of expression. And you may be experiencing that, or you may be involved with someone who seems to be having that kind of problem getting points across. It isn't necessarily directly in your control, depending on if you're feeling this or not, but just be aware that if you're around someone who gets very emotional or seems to be working on getting a message across that isn't delivered in exactly the most cogent or sensitive or best way possible, that what is being required is a little more work, commitment, responsibility, and sense of personal authority in how that message is conveyed. And that may be coming from you, or it may be someone around you, or you may not be directly affected by it. Sometimes you may see it revealed in a news statement or someone who puts something out and says, oh, I shouldn't have tweeted that so fast. But whatever it is, the 10th is a day when we benefit from really slow cooking our thoughts. And there's a picture in the sky in the early morning between the planet Uranus, change, revolution, freedom, and the planet Mercury, which is about communication, the messenger god. And it's what we call a hard aspect. So it's not an easy configuration. So that's kind of bringing home this energetic component I've been talking about, which really speaks about moving something quicker than maybe the best delivery possible. It's like throwing the frisbee without looking if the person is ready to catch it and it bonks them in the head or it goes into the lake. We want to make sure that our impulse will carry out with that slow, steady moon and Taurus energy that really is going to benefit it, and not have it thrown in a way that misdirects where that could go, because it's still going to have a reverberation quality to it. So if you're feeling an impulse, a reaction, or encountering that kind of energy that wants to get something out there, it behooves us to, back to the phrase, slow cook whatever it is that we want to bring to the table. And I think that this is actually a really creative energy, especially for people who are involved with communications, verbal ways of getting points across, or electronic ways, which seems to be the only way we get points across these days. But it looks to me as though it's a very powerful day for delivering, or being in the process and intention of delivering the product. And the more present we are, the more conscious we are, the better the outcome. And this holds true for the 11th as well, although it may not be burdened with the same kind of out-of-the-box energy that I was talking about on Monday. And with that in mind, we can really move. The morning is really, really juicy for opportunity, for being able to kind of grab that brass ring, to see situations that are going to benefit you and perhaps other people around you. It's a picture that speaks about what is it that the heart and soul wants to bring forth. So I see it as a very, very strong morning for those kind of human connections and angelic guidance that really brings us to points of understanding or opening into places where we feel a strong connection to fortune, luck, things that allow us to really be the best we can be. And the more present, again, we are about what it is that we want to be making happen and bringing to fruition, the more we can take advantage of this. Even if it's just you're alone in your home or your garden and you're just seeing potential, it's not necessarily a concrete overture, although it absolutely can be, but sometimes it's more a inspiration or revelation of potential. And it's a day that begs for some spiritual reflective time. Again, this can really help concretize for you direction, where you want to go, how you want outcomes to transpire. And as we get towards the evening, it's that pressure cooker of being able to pull things together in a way that we can really deliver whatever it is that we intend. It really, really increases. I see the 11th as being a really, once again, creatively, potentially jazz day. But the more focused, slow, and steady we are with whatever it is we're working on, the quality really shines through. So on the 12th, the moon goes void, of course, at 3:55 a.m. And when the moon's void, of course, it means that the moon is not making any geometric configurations to another planet before it changes signs. And when this occurs, we don't have that emotional commitment to the outcome that we would have at other points in the moon's travels. So usually astrologers say this is a great time for organizing, for purging, or doing things that are about follow through, not a great time to launch or make an overture or connection or cold call, because people don't have the emotional follow through to really pull the thing to fruition. And it's void, of course, in the early morning hours. It goes into the sign of Gemini at 9:46 a.m., at which time we're in very different energy. And with that connect the dots energy, moving so fast that it just kind of happens in a blue streak, because there's a lot of momentum coming along with this sense of, whoa, the roads are open, I'm really moving. And we're coming off the Taurus moon, and the Gemini moon is speed of light activity. And for some people, this is intoxicating, heady, and delightful. For other people, it's like, whoa, things are moving way too fast. I can't handle this. So know who you are energetically. For air fire signs, it's going to be a really fun couple of days. For some people, the moon in Gemini is really comfortable energy. Air signs, fire signs, they're really going to be moving, especially I think Aries energy. People who are very comfortable with taking action and following through. For other people, it may be feeling like everything's happening way too fast. So just know who you are energetically. And if you're not wanting to go with that kind of speed of light velocity, just sort of sit back and watch the tennis match, because it's got a purpose to it. And we all energetically benefit from wherever the moon is sailing. So it's hitting some aspect of your natal horoscope, which means some area of life is getting activated by this. And it could be that it's more an area of life that has to do with other people in your life. So you're not so much the person who's racing around and being the little powerball, but you're observing in some way, possibly benefiting, or knowing how to sidestep the process. But the way to look at it is, on the 12th, we are in a place where a lot of messages are going to be coming through. So it's important to filter, discern, see what's valuable to you, and not get distracted by things that throw you off track of whatever it is you're working on making happen on that particular day. For some of us, the things that appear to others like distractions are, oh yeah, I could use that, or there's a useful thought. So it's up to each one of us to be the editor and decision maker about what allows us the movement that is easiest for us. But if you're a person prone to heavy distractions, then I would suggest you put on the piece of your, you know, the app on your internet that keeps you focused on whatever task you're doing so that you're not pulled into every news flash or thing that might disrupt your whatever activity you had chosen to do for the day. On the 13th, again, the productivity can be very high for people who are in sync with communications, electronics, and it's also, it must be noted that at this period in time, and some of us may be feeling it this entire week, there's a picture in the sky between Mars and Pluto, and that picture is, it's one of the transits that triggers that Saturn-Pluto activation that occurred in mid-January that basically has colored all of 2020. So this week in general, possibly heating up on the 12th and the wee hours of the 13th, this is a time when we may feel some sort or witness some sort of confrontation about all the big global changes that are in the process right now. So it could have to do with finance, it could have to do with borders, it could have to do with health, all the big subjects that have been activated for this year. Every time Mars or Jupiter comes to that point, that Pluto point, because Pluto's a slow-moving planet. So when the faster-moving planets engage with it, we have a trigger or a response to what the big theme energy is. So, and some of us will be feeling that very personally because it echoes a configuration in our natal horoscope. So if you know your chart and you're a person with a strong Mars-Pluto configuration, then this can be a time of power struggle for you, wanting to move against something that is seems to be in some way controlling. And in the end, for each of us as individuals, what I think the bigger theme about this is accepting of what is out of our control, knowing that we are agents of action and control in our own lives. And if we have to cycle backwards for a time, to do it in ways that are not fighting ourselves, because a lot of the fight in the face of what seems to be insurmountable problems or challenges diminishes our power. When we deal with situations with a full awareness of what is confronting us and not a resistance or hesitation or denial of what it is, then we're able to connect better with what power and momentum we actually have in a situation. So a lot of this is about learning how to not fight with ourselves. So anyway, for some of us, this may feel more personal than for others, but I think that more intellectual curiosity about observing how we might react to things and not fall into familiar traps or wheelbarrow grooves helps us to propel the momentum forward. And we'll have other opportunities to learn this year, but I just need to remark on that, especially since we're in the time when we're in the shadow energy of the Mars retrograde coming up in September, because we're gonna pass this way again. So this is an opportunity for us to see what that means for us, each of us as individuals, as well as overall globally. And on the 14th, the moon goes void, of course, at 7:19 a.m. The other thing I want to say about these few days with the moon in Gemini, when it's especially active, is that there can be some message coming through. And it may be some kind of big message, like angelic guidance message, higher entities message, or it can be a message that is just powerfully replayed through how we're all connected now, the internet. So 7:19 a.m., the moon is void, of course, on the 14th. It's void, of course, for over 12 hours. It doesn't go into Cancer until 7:35 p.m. And so the 14th is a day without boundaries, almost. It can feel as though, you know, nothing is coming together. I recommend no meetings, you can certainly have therapeutic appointments. They can be very good, or discussions that are about works in process, but nothing that's a decision-making day, because people are not going to, if they make decisions, they aren't going to be good decisions. And it's very likely that decisions won't be made, or they certainly won't be followed through. Great day to do things already in progress, clean, garden, get rid of clutter, all of the above. Do not convey any important messages. At 7:35 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Cancer, and it's in Cancer through the weekend. The moon in the sign of Cancer, and then the other thing that's happening this weekend, which is really important to mention, is that on the 15th, Uranus goes station retrograde. So it appears to be frozen in the sky at 10:26 a.m. Eastern time. And Uranus is one of those planetary energies that when it stations direct or retrograde, oftentimes there's some sort of world event that occurs. It's not necessarily a huge one, but it's something that gets and grabs our attention. So overall, I would say that the 15th and the evening of the 14th, really good days to be home. People are thinking I'm home all the time, depending on the person, but they are really good days to be home, to garden, to make food. Same is true on the 16th. 16th may feel even more kind of bouncy and wonky than the 15th did. But that's, again, that's it's like we're being thrown things from all different directions. Avoid power struggles in morning, midday. Sometimes these can be among, you know, within yourself. Some people will be very short-tempered, like almost temper tantrum energy. So just be aware that some people may blow up and then they'll calm down. And overall, what we're doing, and I think this weekend really is expressing it, is this can be a highly emotional weekend for grief, sadness, need of emotional connection. Give yourself a personal hug if there's no one around you who can actually hug you, because it's important to realize that a lot of people and you yourself may be feeling this sense of being islanded and lonely. And at 7:59 p.m., the moon goes void, of course, and it may feel as though, the emotional roller coaster has tamped down a bit. So bath, relaxation, foot massage. If somebody can't give it to you, give it to yourself. I'm a big proponent of them. And do something that just really allows you to relax, be quiet, and recharge. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Here I am, ready for the meditation. I invite everyone to take a few deep breaths. Prepare to settle down just for 10 little minutes while we do a reset. Take a few deeper breaths. Find a place of stillness. And allow yourself to settle. Allow the mind to settle from all of the hard work that you have been doing now, analyzing information provided. And just allow yourself to be in a space of openness where you are awake and aware. And at the same time, in a place of openness. And as we take a few breaths, everything settling down and settling in. And let's bring our attention now to the word of reaction. That wonderful word that we use so often in our language, reaction. When we are reacting to things. Re, as in again, and acting, as in the word of action of doing something. So when our body is in contact with something that is poisonous or a pathogen, we might go into reaction. Our immune system will react by dealing with the situation. When our mind, our thoughts are in reaction mode, they are reacting to something that they are perceiving. This is all about now, all about how we react. Is that reaction healthy? Is that reaction warranted? Is that reaction in our highest interest or in the highest interest of not just ourselves, but of others around us? How can we look at ourselves and look at what we are doing, look at how we are reacting, responding, interacting with not just ourselves, but with the world around us? And just for a few moments, just notice who, what, who is that being that is in reaction? And just for a few moments, notice how much of you, of your reactions, are really just coming from you. Are they purely about you? Are they purely about you as an individual? How much of our reactions are also automatic? how much of them are even without the slightest thought. For example, when you touch a hot pot or a hot cup, you immediately pull your hands away, usually without any thought. How much of our reactions are automatic, that we just react, we just respond from an old pattern, from an old behavior, from an old survival mechanism? And just notice, only if for just a few minutes, what happens when we literally just wipe that slate clean? What happens when we can not react anymore from our past? Not react any more from our experiences. Not react from what we know. Not react from some automatic response. What happens when we leave that field clear and open for something else, for a response that might be coming from a different place, that might not come from us as an individual, but might actually come from us as in all of us? If our response is coming more from a place of the global good, or even just the family good or the community good, what happens when we don't come from our own selfish needs? What happens when we're able to respond for the highest good of everybody, of all beings, and not just ourselves? What happens when we come from a place that is fresh and open, that allows for change, that allows for understanding, listening, and compassion? So before we begin, to even open our mouths and blurt out what's very first in our thoughts, what happens when we can make a little bit more space, a little bit more openness, and think not just of ourselves, but of the highest good? What happens when we think of our environment, of the energy of our environment, of the energy of all of the beings that we share this environment with? Not even just the humans, but the animals and the plants, the rocks, the gases. Everything has an energy field, and everything has consciousness, whether we see it as living or not living. So allow us to come from that place where we can really react and respond all the time from this place of deep breath, from this place of deep opening, from this place of deep awareness and compassion, giving everything, including ourselves, everything, everybody, an opportunity to live in this open space, where our histories and our past don't automatically generate a reaction, where we don't play out the same games, where we don't play out the same dramas, and we don't reenact the same old games. So gently, as we open our eyes and take a few deep breaths, allowing every moment to be fresh, every moment to be a new opportunity, every moment to open our hearts. Taking a few deeper breaths, gently opening our eyes. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. And we look so much forward to being with you again next week. Thank you. Love now.
You can find out more about Susie and her work as a master healer and homeopath on Susie Mezzoli, MezzoliHealer.com. And I'm Pamela Cuccinell. And instead of trying to spell my name, you can find me at insightoasis.com. And that's where I blog regularly about what's going on in the sky and the symbolism of the planets in relationship to what's happening here on Earth. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Please share it with your friends. If you'd like to donate or subscribe, you can find us at activespirituality.life. Have a wonderful week.